The proposal that passed the state assembly Tuesday would also extend to gun dealers and firing range owners. It would only let residents sue manufacturers because of a defective firearm, not because of how it was used. Burnett County Republican Mark Pettis is the measure's sponsor.
It's absolutely crazy to file a lawsuit against something that's perfectly legal when it's used in an illegal way, such as a Ford automobile if you drive it above the speed limit. Should we sue Ford because someone operated it recklessly?
While members of both parties supported the bill, most Democrats voted against it. Assembly Minority Leader Jim Cruiser says that's because it's too far-reaching.
Now, I'm not against liability shields for sportsmen's clubs or Ducks Unlimited clubs or shooting ranges, but the gun manufacturers themselves is an issue we ought to be looking at a higher threshold of just saying, oh, don't worry, whatever you do, whether it's a plastic gun or some other type of instrument, you can't be sued.
Pettis introduced similar proposals in each of the past two legislative sessions, but this is the first time the measure has even cleared a committee, let alone the full assembly. It now heads to the Senate. Governor Jim Doyle says he'll veto it if it reaches his desk.
I don't see any reason that gun manufacturers should be treated differently than people who produce any other kind of product. And there's no reason that they should have a special little area of the law carved out for them.
More than 30 other states have passed similar laws. The issue is also being debated on the federal level. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.